The Story of an Eyewitness. July the 31st, 1976. It was a beautiful evening in the Fort Collins area, still quiet at 6 p.m., and we drove out east of town. We were looking for large keggers that could erupt into trouble later. We were riding in a patrol car with the deputy sheriff, Bill. At the time, I was doing research work. I was observing police-citizen interactions that involved hundreds of hours in patrol cars. According to my experience, the area seemed like a normal place to spend the weekend there in campsites or cottages. As we were coming to a bend, Bill looked up toward the magnificent skyline of the Rocky Mountain Front Range, toward Long Peak, and he whistled softly. "That doesn't look good. That's the blackest cloud in living memory. It's pretty common to have afternoon and evening thunder showers in the mountains, but Bill was right, this looked different. The sky was stormy all along the mountains, but just over the Estes Park area, it was ominously black. We were watching it for a little while. Then, a bit before 6 p.m., the radio started crackling with warnings of flash flooding in the Big Thompson Canyon and calls for officers to respond. The dispatcher ordered deputies to warn residents and campers to get to high ground. The Big Thompson River is normally a beautiful, clear stream, between 30 and 50 feet across in the canyon this time of the year. But it was swelling rapidly as torrents of rain fell from a storm that stalled just below Estes Park. As we were driving around, the chaos on the radio started to increase. We were stunned by what we were hearing. The dispatcher ordered to the canyon all available units. Officers, who normally reported the wildest of episodes in calm, steady voices, were yelling frantically into their radios, voices strained with frustration and fear. One of the men in the canyon reported, "I have a car out in the river with a man and kid in it. They are signaling with a flashlight. I'm going to try to get to them." When the crest of the flood was still about halfway down the 22-mile stretch, down to the community of Drake, we were hearing about buildings and cars and trees and propane tanks and immense boulders tearing loose as the crest grew. The storm was not letting up and not moving. Meanwhile, at the bottom of the canyon, east of the narrows, a policeman who was warning campers out of the Riverview campground reported, "I've got almost everybody moving out of here, but there's a couple who don't want to go. Must I arrest them and haul them out?" The dispatcher's voice was hoarse as he shouted, "You don't have time. Get out of there and save yourself, now!"